Random thought.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to talk. That doesn't mean that you actually have to listen.
No, you don't have to listen at all.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. And we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 14. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
You know, before we get to the mess of it all, and it's taken over, and it's perfect timing too, since there's reality TV slowed down over the last week. We got all the content in the reality space just in the last week or so, right? Before we get to the mess of it, let's get to the congratulations, because Lauren and Cameron, I know you don't know who they are, but they were from season one, the successful couple. And it was weird because watching that first season, I was like, these two look like they're going to make it, right? And then they matched and they did it and they've gone all the way. Their social media game is tight. I know
I've seen their podcast.
You've seen the podcast, so you know. You get them. And they're expecting their first little Hamilton. So congratulations to Lauren and Cameron.
Congrats. That was a goodness. So they've been together, what, 6-7 years before they had a kid?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Smart.
Hey, that was always the plan. When you're young, it's like, all right, well, get married at this, because, you know, the plan when you're in high school, you plan it out. All right, so I'll go to college, I'll get out in 4 years, then I'll go do my master's in two, then I'll go work on my doctorate, get married, and spend about 5 years with my wife, then we start having kids.
Well, that's, apparently you don't live in the Midwest, because that's not how it is out there.
How's it going in the Midwest?
I'm a graduate college. The day I graduate, I'm going to get married, and 6 months later, our baby will be here and we'll be getting ready to work on baby number two in 6 months from that point.
Well, thank God I didn't wake up, grow up in the Midwest then. I'll take it from that.
When I lived in Lincoln, so many girls got married right after their graduation, like literally walked the stage that morning, ceremony later that day.
So, and I'm assuming I know what they look like, but as they went to college, the whole goal was to meet their husband, huh?
You know, them trying to get that MRS degree.
I was like, MRS? What's? So these two did it right. And you know, you've got to say congratulations. Some good news coming out for AD and Ollie. As you know, at the end of the last Love is Blind season, we find out they're engaged, right?
Right.
Also found out they're coming up on Perfect Match as well. So I guess, spoiler alert. But here's another one. They just announced that they are also expecting. So congratulations to AD and Ollie.
Congratulations to AD and Ollie.
We liked Ollie from that UK season, right?
Oh, yeah. We liked Ollie from the UK season.
Yeah. And we felt bad for AD when she went through what she went through with Clay.
Right.
And then now she's got the podcast with Netflix, What's the Reality? And it's a great way for them to control the narrative, right?
Right.
As we saw when Ashley was on there recently. So AD and Ashley are on there. And you got a chance to check out some of the interview. What'd you think?
I did. And this is Ashley from the season that was with Tyler, who had apparently sperm donor and was really the dad for all these kids.
Right.
I thought it was interesting to hear her take on some of the stuff. There's a lot of things that we didn't hear. We didn't know about. We know at the reunion, she defended Tyler.
She sure
like,
did.
Crazy. Right. But
I was shocked when she came out at reunion that way, especially coming out guns a-blazing, like, I was like, whoa.
She came out ready. And so I liked a lot of what they talked about. Mm-hmm. What I didn't like is her trying to take issue with people having an opinion about what we saw play out on TV for 14 weeks or whatever period of time it is. I know it's on Netflix, so it's not so much by that, but you get the gist.
Right.
3 or 4 weeks.
So when you say that, because people saw what happened on the show, right? We had issues with that. Then come the reunion and she's like, look, you think I wouldn't know? I know. And so everybody's like, okay, all right, girl, well, you go ahead. We'll be here when all this comes crashing down. And then when it did, now it sounds like she was just kind of like, all right, to all of y'all, F you.
Well, I would agree. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they were all right. And you just don't want to admit it. You know, some people don't like being, you know, not being right about something.
Right.
And I think she felt she knew what she was doing and she had all total control to have so many people to be right about mm-hmm. what they were saying. I think that's the thing that hurts a little bit, because in the public eye, no one's going to change their opinion mm-hmm. because she does this interview with AD. People are still going to think the same things that they did about her. But I think that's on her to be able to, hey, let that go. You kind of brought some of that on yourself.
You know, it's interesting because I didn't even really watch it because something just, I don't know. I didn't watch it, but I did find this Reddit thread, right?
Yeah.
Which gives the full summary of the interview. And one of the things, this is how I know this was a good one, because they even made a side note. A few times at the beginning, she says rather instead of weather, and it drove me nuts. And I'm like, that would have drove me nuts too. Rather you want this or that. No, I'd rather you speak English. Like, what are you doing? But it's interesting in this, right? Like, some of the things that stood out, I think there's a point where Ashley's playing it safe at first, and then AD just kind of goes, hey, all right, stop being so politically correct. Let's get to it. And she kind of opened up a little bit more and spoke about what happened, right? Going public with a breakup, I saw they'd been separated for a while, so she was healing solo. She put out a statement, but didn't inform him about the statement, and said she wanted to blindside him like he did to her. Like, wait a minute. Tit for tat, that never goes well, right? But then here's the other part, right on this. She released the statement and hopped on a plane to Turks and Caicos, knowing he was probably pissed, and she expected him to reach out, but he didn't. So did your plan actually work in that sense?
Right. Well, the fact that she wants him to be blindsided the way she was. It's like, no, baby girl, you weren't blindsided. Mm. You didn't want to see what was in front of you.
Right.
Like, he wasn't hiding it. I mean, if you just ask and probe a little bit, everyone else, all the viewers knew. Mm-hmm. But that's totally fine. But I don't think it got the rise that she wanted, because if Tyler is what we're hearing, he is a natural liar. So right. He's just got to, like, water off a duck's back. He's just got to let that slide.
Right. And it's whatever you just got to poke holes in the story as you go along. And again, it's one of those things where she wanted to let it play out. You did. Now you're going to have to deal with that, right?
Yeah.
Now, granted, the fallout, there was a lot of stuff said about the fallout as well, too, right?
Yeah, there was. I think it was. I think AD started this part of the conversation about people were being so cruel. And then she said specifically it was coming from inside the house. And what she was referring to is Black women, and referring to two in particular who have very successful podcasts.
Yeah.
That were talking trash about them, and how AD or Ashley was saying how it was just weird for these people to be hoping and praying for her demise and all that. It's like, you're getting a little too dramatic on that one.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing about that, right? Because, and the two people you're talking about, Jesse Wu and Storytime with Ricky, the interesting thing about them is they had their backs all along. And here's the thing that you realize, right? You can say something, 99 good things about somebody. And one time you say something that they don't like, all of a sudden you against them the whole time. And
I feel exactly.
Like this is what it is. Yeah, if we're going to call out all the guys, because we called out Clay for his behavior. We called out Tyler for his behavior. But if you're going to call them out, you got to, and we do this too. We call everybody out, right?
Right.
We point out what the guys do and the women do. I remember women came first in the beginning. Y'all always want to put down, just like two guys always want to put down women. Like, watch a little longer, trust me.
Right. 100%, because we don't really put people down. Now, do we make fun of certain things that they did on the shows? Mm-hmm. Yes. We run with it sometimes. Yes, because it's funny mm-hmm. to us. But not once are we saying this person is a piece of crap. Now, there are a couple people that I've said were trash because they were lying, and the way that they treated some of the women on the show, I was like, yeah, you deserve to be called trash. Right. That's what you did. So the negative stuff I said about Tyler, I meant it, because how do you lie about kids? Mm-hmm. You could have got the woman and just been honest with her. She'd have been with you.
I think he knew in the pods, and we said this then, if he told her in the pod, she wasn't going to pick him.
Right.
And so he chose to, but and we're watching this play out right now on Never Ever Mets. I mean, and that one just kind of slid right by when the secret finally came out. But all along, we're like, why not just say it? Because right. the longer you hold out, the worse it's going to be.
100% it is. But for whatever reason, I know why they do it. I bet it's because producers are telling them, hey, hold up. Not yet. We'll tell you when you can tell the truth. But right now, keep the lie running. But this is how I know that Tyler wasn't on the show looking for love. You know, there. I believe in every Love is Blind, every season, there's what? 10 guys, 10 girls,
yeah.
15 guys, 15 girls, whatever it is. There's two or three on both sides that are really looking for love.
Right.
The rest are looking for what they're going to get out of this.
Right.
And so they wind up saying yes to the person that they know they're going to say no to on at the altar, Ben and what's her name?
How quickly we forget.
I forget. I just see white in my eyes. That's just all that season was. I just don't.
I got to stand up for the producers here, though. I don't think the producers are telling them hold off on because you can't tell. They couldn't tell you to hide your child, right? Because you're like, that's going to reflect on me. So they couldn't tell you, no, don't reveal this yet. Don't reveal this yet. That's not something that you would do, right? So, but they may know and go, hey, you're going to tell, no, I want to wait. All right, cool. Well, why don't you wait till this time? Maybe. But, and when they're not there, you can have the conversation.
No, I think they tell him not to because think of it this way. With Never Ever Mets, if he'd have said it on day one, would Tati still been sitting around? Maybe not, right? So then she's got to say, oh, you what? I'm out. Well, then that ruins the show. If people just give up and quit that quickly. And so same if you're in the pods. Hey, I got three kids by one woman, but sperm donor, but we did it naturally. But I'm not involved. You cool? Every woman's going to be like, nope, out.
Yeah, and that's why the liars will say that. And they'll hide that first. It's not on the producers. I'm sorry. You can't put that on the producers. You got to put that on the people themselves. Because there's no producers going to tell you, you hide your child.
I think the producers are somewhere involved. Look at Never Ever Mets with old girl that has four kids when she originally thought she only had one. And she has a one-month-old. So that means while she was interviewing, getting prepared for the show, she was pregnant.
They knew. Yeah, they know doesn't mean that they tell them when to say it. That's the point I'm making. You're saying that they told them to hide it. No. When are you going to reveal it? Well, I'll do it in my own time. All right. That's what it is. And that's the reality of it. It's not like, oh, well, look, yeah, you could come on here, but you can't say this. No. Why would you say that?
If you're the one that told me that you feel the producers add alcohol into a lot of these reality shows for a reason, to spark drama, to create drama.
A feel. I know that for a fact.
Why wouldn't this be one of those? Right? Hey, you got a good secret? This is awesome. Hold tight. Because we're going to build up on this for four or five episodes.
You're staying too long on this, and we're just going to agree to disagree because at the end of the day, that's not what they're going to do. If that's the case, they would have made Charlie and Jared wait to reveal the amount of kids they had. They let them reveal that the first night. Stop it.
I'd rather a producer come on and tell us. I don't believe it.
Yeah, you don't have to believe it. I mean, you hate when I'm right, so it's okay. I get it.
I don't care if you're right.
Yeah, you do. You actually do. You really actually do. What else did you get from this interview?
Well, you know, at the end of it, she said about the marriage itself, that it was good for the most part, but once the lies came out, she pieced together a lot of stuff. And she said the first red flag was a month into the marriage when she realized a lot of the stuff he said in the pods didn't match up with the reality she was experiencing. She said he did a lot of little things, but then she realized it was because little things were all he could do. So she made them into big things, which goes back to what you and I are talking about, these guys in the pods or whatever. I'm going to do this for you. This is the kind of guy I am. Well, the woman's going to be expecting you to deliver on these things. And it sounds like once they got married and were living together, he wasn't living up to his end of the bargain.
Well, he was. He was doing the little things, she said.
The kids. Yeah, those are little things.
So with her and the way she now sees love, right?
Yeah.
she's still out here searching. She's still doing what she's doing. 80's found her love right now with Ollie.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. As much as she came after, even though it was just slight jabs at Jesse and Ricky, she, you know, when she made her announcement, they're still, hey, everybody's still putting out that content saying, hey, look, congratulations to them. This is good timing for them. And also, congratulations, because now we got two Love is Blind babies, and Vanessa's probably doing backflips.
Well, two new ones, because we already have Love is Blind baby.
Yeah.
A couple of them. Mm-hmm. But at least two new ones. So I know she's happy about that.
Well, you know, she's always looking for more.
Of course. And making people feel awkward. So when are you having a baby?
Right.
Rude.
We're taking our time. Well, look, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, because at the same time, and I think I saw this on Storytime with Ricky on her TikTok, that Tyler's now speaking up saying, hey, I'm tired of this. If you got a podcast, no matter how big or how small, then I'm willing to come on and tell my truth. Is anybody going to take him up on that offer?
No, he's not told the truth at all. So why all of a sudden now we're going to bring you on so you can kind of spit some of your lies? Like, why would we do that? You've lied enough.
Yeah, I think actually the best place, and Ricky even said it, she thinks he should go on with about three people she named, right? And she's right, especially since she broke a lot of the stories. I think it should be with her. She broke right. a lot of the stories of the baby's moms, the wife, all of that. She broke a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I think it should be on one of those two. And if he does, I'll watch. Mm-hmm. I'll listen, and we can talk about it. But my gut tells me that if he were to go on any of these reality shows, he's going to try to backpedal, try to downplay. And when his feet gets put to the fire, he's like, you know what? This is over. And like, you know, when you're playing Nintendo and you're losing, you rip out the plug. Or you're playing any video game. You get mad, you're losing, rip it out. That's what he's got to do. Disconnect himself from the podcast.
Is what you meant. But yeah, it's and to be fair, this day and age, they just log off and cancel the game, turn the game off.
I haven't had video game in a long time.
Hey,
Nintendo was my last set.
I make a lot of people quit online.
Yeah.
Challenge. Hey, do us a favor, whether you're watching this first because you're one of the regulars, a.k.a. a member. And remember, you can be too for just a little less than $3 a month. You can become a member and support the channel. If you're watching this first or you're watching this later, do us a favor, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. And there's a challenge going out. Saw it trending on social media. And the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, crap. We're going to have to deal with this for at least 7 days because people are going to just keep doing this. It's the call your homeboy and tell him goodnight challenge. Have you seen this?
I just saw it. Like recently, just saw it. Mm-hmm. And I'm laughing because I think this is stupid. I'm laughing at the guy so they can hardly even get it out of their mouth because they know it's wrong.
Right.
And my other thought is I better not have one friend that tries this with me. Like, don't call me to tell me goodnight. As a joke, no, we're not doing that.
That's when you got to make it, you know, backfire on them. And is it awkward or is it just that these guys are, is it supporting some other stereotypes?
Well, when you say supporting other stereotypes, what do you mean? Like men can't be.
Don't say goodnight. And like, you know, the good thing is nobody said, at least none that I've seen, anybody said anything crazy. Like it was the 90s, because if it was the 90s, this challenge would go completely different. Oh, we can't put that up. That's what I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it's silly. And I just wonder, how do these things take off? Mm. Like, it's because you see these challenges come up and somehow they go viral and everybody starts doing it. Same as TikTok dances, same as whatever. It just spreads.
Yeah.
I wonder who are the guys that are like, oh yeah, we're going to share this that's going viral. And I'm going to do a video of myself calling my homeboys to say goodnight.
Did it as a joke. Somebody did it as a joke and it caught fire. It's like Black Twitter. Black Twitter had a life of its own. And so many great hashtags came out of that. Like Black Light Rachel Dolezal. That was a great hashtag. Or Tweet Like Dame Dash. That was another great hashtag back in the day when Black Twitter was rolling. And that was the great thing about that. And I think same thing here with these trends and these challenges that go once take somebody, all it takes is one person to do it as a joke. And people are always pranking, right? I'm not the person to prank, so don't even think about it. tell you that right now, because I'll have you second guessing yourself in a second. I just want to tell you good night. All right, well, sweet dreams. And make sure when you use the top notch Mrs. Palmer's tonight. Hey, wait a minute. What did you just say to me? Exactly. Don't call me with this nonsense.
Make sure you wash your hands before you go to bed. Put that sock in the hamper. Don't leave it on the floor.
Hey, if your woman says my name tonight, don't worry about it. She called me to tell me goodnight too. Yeah, so you can. This is why you can't play with certain people. They know exactly who to play with on some of these challenges. You know, other thing that I saw pop up recently though was it's graduation time, and yep. We're seeing a lot of graduations. We've seen, I think it was Virginia State, where the president he's like, "All right, if you look on your chairs, there's a fan. Pull out the fan, and we're gonna, in the words of 83 Fresh." I'm like, "No. Somebody wrote that wrong. It's 803 Fresh."
83 Fresh.
And they did the boots on the ground, played boots on the ground, and the whole graduating class got up and danced. Well, not all of it. Some of them sat down and, you know, but that was the whole thing, having fun with it. But something on a serious note I saw happening was the announcements of the names.
Yeah.
Done by AI. And I sent you the video where as the students came up, they put their phone up and then all of a sudden they scan it and it says their name. Good idea or bad idea?
Love it.
Why?
Good idea. Two reasons. One, I had a graduating class of 517. Mm-hmm. So you probably had to have at least five people to go up there and read names. And when that person got tired, okay, we got to tag someone else in. So that cuts five jobs.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Okay, yeah. Thank you. AI taking over jobs again. Yeah, go ahead.
Cuts five jobs right there. You don't need to do that. But the other part is when your name is mispronounced, so mine's Terrell. I've been called Terrell, Terrell from kindergarten all the way to high school. So my senior year, when I'm about to graduate, please say my name right. And if AI can do it, great.
Here's the problem. The one I sent you wasn't even high school. See, you going to high school. This was college.
Okay.
This was
still a
university.
Even when I was at UTSA and Houston Tillerson, I got called Terrell.
Okay. And?
Yeah, it's not. But when I graduated, when I walked the stage at HT, Terrell.
Yeah. They pronounced it correctly, right?
Exactly. It correctly.
Humans 100%. Can learn to do this. You don't need AI. And here's the thing. If I'm graduating from an institution of higher learning, I expect the professors, the faculty, they don't have the janitor up there, the sanitary engineers up there reading the names. They have professors, people with doctorates. If I had to study for 4 years, y'all could study for 4 minutes and learn how to pronounce my name.
So you just want the teachers to just try to get up there and just wing it?
No, don't wing it. Do like you tell all the students to do and study before the night before if you have to. Take what do we take back in the day? Vivarin?
Shoot. I remember that.
Dude, whatever it takes, you don't need AI to do that for you.
Yeah,
seriously. That's lazy.
I think it's good because what you don't want is a teacher getting up there or a professor at a university. Jesse Chang, Naga, not gonna go here anymore because he graduated.
Learn the names.
You don't want that. You want somebody at least let AI do it. No pressure. If there's some way it could be pronounced, and the students, I believe, have the ability to teach the AI how to say it correctly. So that way, when they do scan, it's said correctly. I think it's great.
So the next thing, AI is teaching classes next?
Depends. Certain classes can be. If you look at if it's a history course, what's changed?
I'm going to need to tell all the history, though.
Yeah, true.
Tell all the history.
Tell all the history.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah. No, don't do that. But
we don't need to hear that. Yeah. Sometimes, these indentured workers would have picnics.
And they would sing and dance. And, you know, they would come to the house and get some of the extra food and create better dishes. They did all these things. They loved it.
Yeah. All these things that we now sell for a higher price.
This is the era that we call America's Great.
Oh, my God. Well, look, I'm all for not giving AI all these jobs. And this, I think this is just one more step. I get it. Technology is great. However, let's save some jobs for the humans, can we?
Or just humans have to create different jobs. Here's the deal. We haven't seen AI yet that can fix your plumbing. Mm. We haven't seen AI electricians. Mm. We haven't seen AI construction workers to build homes. Mm-hmm. Trades. There's so much opportunity still in the trades. But problem is, to do those jobs, guess what? You got to work. Mm-hmm. That's where we're at an issue. So you can blame AI all you want, but trades, no one is stopping that. Computers can't unclog toilets yet. Yet.
You know, yet. they can recruit, right?
Oh, I know.
I just want you to know. But, as you're here telling everybody to go become mechanics and plumbers and electricians.
But I'm at the climax of my career. I'm not like 20 graduating college and expecting things. I'm at the downcline. So by the downturn. So by the time AI does fully take over recruiting and talent acquisition, I'll be done just talking about the good old days. Man, we used to do that ourselves. It was awesome.
We used to call people.
We used to call people on the phone. We would text.
You know, and it's funny because I ordered something and it didn't get delivered. And I'm talking and I noticed it said, response by AI. I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm actually talking to a bot.
Yeah.
So I said, whatever the hell I felt like.
Yeah. And it was like, I hear your frustration and I totally understand. I'm completely sorry. Your package is going to get delivered in 2 days, though.
Well, my problem is they tried to deliver the package on a Saturday and a Sunday and then never again. And they're like, well, it usually takes 3 to 7 business days. I'm like, those aren't business days. What are you doing?
So they tried to deliver, you weren't home.
No, I had it delivered to the office.
No, originally, you had it delivered at home or to the office?
To the office, that's what you said.
So the office, they went to the office on Saturday and Sunday. Obviously, you couldn't get into the office, it's right. Weekend. Got it. Got
but still,
it.
Makes sense. Those not business days. Business days are Monday through Friday.
True.
Just like my office hours are. Never Ever Mets and somebody's son took the week off, obviously, for Memorial Day. And they're back this Friday and Saturday. So next week, we're right back here doing our recap, see if there's any kind of anything that rolled up off this Tatis and Clay situation and what's going on with somebody's son if they finally somebody else's son gets out the house. Because right now it's only one person ever getting out the house, and that's Joshua and his dates.
Yeah, well, it looks like Chad is going to get out the house.
Mm-hmm. This and on a date that he doesn't want to.
So he can't stand. Hey, where are we going? I'm going to drop you off at your house.
This looks familiar. Yes, it's
Chad. Yeah. You go ahead and get out. Your bag's in the back. We packed that while you... Well, we were at dinner. They got your bags. You put them in the SUV. So thank you for coming out.
This is at the front door.
Thank you for coming out. I appreciate it. Great to meet you. I wish you the best in all your future endeavors.
Oh, I feel so bad for her. Hey, do us a favor, man. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude. At Just Terrell and at the RGRT pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.